onwards, we'll have next week onwards, our classes will begin like this. 9:15 to 10:30 will be the Upanishad class. And 10:45 to, okay, we can give half an hour break anyway. 11 to 11:45 Sanskrit class. 11:45 to half past 12, we'll have chanting class. And then for half an hour, as we can clear our doubts and all those things, we can chit chat everything, half an hour. And then definitely 12:50, we all can leave. So next week alone, we'll have summary of Drikthrisha first session. Then we'll have Mundaka next session. And we'll also have, definitely we're starting Sanskrit class like before. And then later on, we'll have chanting class. For those who don't need, want to chant, they can skip also. Satyena labhya tapasa hesha atma samyajnanena brahmacharyena nityam antashareere jyotirmayohi शुभ्रः यम पश्यन्ति यतयः क्षीणक्रीडाः सॉरी क्षीणदोषाः पश्यन्ति टेक द वर्ब पश्यन्ति लाइक वी लर्नड गच्छति गच्छन्ति पठति पठन्ति लिखति लिखन्ति डू रिमेंबर दैट. Remember that likhati, likhanti. Verb, remember the verbs. I'm going to start Sanskrit class, whether you like it or not. Because it will be very difficult. We have to study Sanskritam now. So, pashyati, pashyanti. Pashyati means sees. Parkiran, parkiral, parkirad, sees. For that what now? Pashyati. Pashyanti, see. Isn't it? Plural word. Then, who see? Yatayaha. Whom do they see? Whom? So yatayaha means, yatihi means a saint, a sannyasi. Why the sannyasi is called yatihi, not a sannyasi here. Not only a sannyasi, whoever has mastery is called yatihi, not a sannyasi alone. Okay? Yatihi. You can say wise people. So, yatayaha pashyanti. Ke pashyanti, yatihi, singular yatayaha. So, this yatayaha, yatihal, parkirarhal. Yatayaha pashyanti. So, yatayaha, sannyasinaha, who have mastery. Who have mastery, they're called who constantly make effort, they're called yatna shilaha yatihi. Who is yatihi? Yatna shilaha yatihi. The one who is of constant, continuous, committed effort is called yatihi. No, yatna shilaha yatihi. One who does not give up his effort at all. Oh my God, I've been listening. Satchidanandam Brahma, Hachidanandam Brahma, nothing clicks and then I also feel bored and sometimes dead dry and the teacher is not okay, teaching is not okay, something is not okay. And then the headache comes and then something else happens and then we had to go somewhere and something happens. Antyeshti, that and this. So, we slowly give up. Because the loka vyavahara really holds, drags us forcefully from Shastra class. It won't allow. Paradha is so strong that, and then this also not attractive, isn't it? What is attractive? Colorful is attractive. Here, Satchidanandam, nothing abstract is not attractive. That is why very difficult to maintain our effort. Effort in knowing Brahman. Therefore, yatna shilaha means, yatna shilaha yatihi means one who is of constant continuous effort is what now? Highly effortful person is called Yatihi. and he has sannyasi. Naturally, mind is always in that only. Yatihi. That is why no, nothing else there. So yatihi. So yatayaha. Yatayaha pashyanti. They alone see. Okay? The people of great effort with the commitment to the vision, and they see. And what do they see? They see the Atma. Okay? See the Atma. See Atma means what now? They see the Swarupa of the Atma. They see the Swarupa of the Atma means immediately anything seen is an object of knowledge. Do they see the, when they say they see the Vastu, they see the reality means, does it mean they see the reality as an object? No. They see the reality as the very self. They see the reality as the very self means they see the reality not as an object, as the very, very content, very essence of the seer, the subject. They see the very self. Then, yatayaha pashyanti, and how do they pashyanti? How do they see? For one to be able to see, even if you are a man of constant effort, continuous effort, the man of perseverance, still for one to be able to see, he must be what? Kshina doshaha. That is very, very important. Kshina doshaha. Kshina doshaha means, kshina means, free from, destroyed. The one in whom all the doshas have been destroyed. It means what now? Kshina doshaha means, one who is free from all doshas. One who is, pure-minded. Kshina doshaha. See, the two ways of mental, two types of mental purity. Look at this. In order to gain the jnanam, okay, we can say this person is a pure-minded. We can say two people are pure-minded. The one who is making effort in order to gain the knowledge and thereby being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and one who knows one has to be mentally pure, mental purification is very much required for jnanam. Therefore, one who is committed to live a life of dharma, thereby one who is naturally, one who is relatively free from this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, the gunas, moha, these mental states. That, see, an ajnani is not no human mind is completely 100% free from raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryadi gunas. Every human mind, definitely every nose has cold, running nose, every throat has infection, so every mind has what? All these six. Okay? No, I am very pure. I am free from all kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Then we can laugh at least. Okay, fine. Okay, come back quietly. You shouldn't argue with the person. Okay? Therefore, because then they say they don't understand what they mean. Shastra says, come on, shut up your mouth. All of you are sailing in the same boat. All of you have what now? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya are there in every mind. No mind is free from these problems. Because these problems are because of what now? The problem of smallness centered on I. That problem is due to, how can you say you don't have symptoms having the disease? Okay. So symptoms are there. Only thing is symptoms are not shown. You see, you put powder, then I cover my, I put lots of cream and put cover my pimples, okay? But still it's there inside, itching. So, like that, all these are very natural, because it's caused by what now? The problem of smallness centered on I. That is the problem. What is the problem? There's really no bandha, there's no really moksha. What is bandha? It's all notion, isn't it? This I am small. Hey, the smallness is I am, there's no problem. I am small. Smallness is superimposed upon I. That is the problem, isn't it? So this inadequacy, smallness, centered on I, is the fundamental problem. That as long as that problem is there, kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, Matsaryam, and Kamaha Raga Dvesha. All of them will be very natural, but the proportion may differ from person to person. One may have 10% jealousy, other person may have 80%, 60%, 50%. How much jealous the person is, how jealous the person, that may differ, isn't it? But everyone will have at least slightest degree of jealousy. Okay, therefore the proportion may vary, but because they are all symptoms of the disease, of the fundamental problem of smallness being centered on I. And that is due to, not that one want to really think that one, I am small, one is small, that very, that's a notion itself, I am small is a notion, in the form of a thought, antahkarna vritti, now I can use the word vritti also, this is what very, see, prakarna grantha we do, my teaching can be different now. So antahkarna vritti, therefore that is vritti only, notion is a vritti. That is there now that you want to have the notion. See, nothing, you want to have it. That notion is, naturally is. Do you want to have it? It is naturally there. Nobody wants to have anything. Naturally there. And that is because of what? But that is because of, that notion is because of, due to the false transference of the limitations of this anatma, vyavaharika body mansions complex, vyavaharika jiva, false transference. Really, the limitations do not belong to, cannot be transferred to the atma, the content of I, the meaning of I, substance of the substantive I, cannot be, isn't it? But still they are superimposed. That's what we studied in this Dhritarashtra as what now? Adhyaropaha or Aropat. Aropat Jeevatvam. Remember now, Aropa, that is why when you think I am small, isn't it? That notion is because of the Aropa. And why this Aropa? Why do you falsely transfer? Again, it's not that you transfer falsely. There's already false transference naturally, due to the proximity, inseparability, due to the closeness. Isn't it? Why? Because the closeness, what do? You mistake the Namarupa for Aham also. Isn't it? You mistake the Vyavaharika Jiva, the reflection of consciousness. Where is the identity? I, actually, what is the content of I? Satchit Anandam Brahma. But I is identified with what now? Paramarthika Jiva is not identified. I is identified with what now? Vyavaharika Jiva. Who is Vyavaharika Jiva? Reflection of consciousness. Associated with what? Reflecting medium, the body mansions complex. So experiencing what now? Identified with the body mansions complex, reflection of consciousness, identified, associated with the body mansions complex, associated with the body mansions complex, experiencing this waking vavaharika prapancha is what now? Mistaken for I. What is the content of, actual content of I? Praramarthika jiva satchidanandam brahma. But what is mistaken? This is mistaken. Once you mistake this, why you mistake it? Because naturally there is ajnanam, ignorance of what this content of I is. What is the substance of I is? Now, what is the substance of I? What is the actual meaning of the word I? We do not know what is paramarthika, what is satyam, what is mithya is not known. Therefore, ignorance is natural. Can be so relieved of the guilt now. Nothing is your creation. Okay? Ignorance is natural. Therefore, adhyasa, this erroneous self-perception, mistaking one thing for the other also is what? Adhyasa is also very natural. Thereby, adhyaropa, false transference also is natural. Falsely transferred, what is transferred to what? Anatma dharmaha atmani aropaha, aropitaha, isn't it? These limitations of dharmas of the body mansions complex are superimposed upon the atma, which is adhyaropa. So ajnanam adhyasa adhyaropa, adhyaropa what now? Ahankaraha. That what is ahankara now? Wrong notion about the self. That notion, ahankara, do you create it? Who creates it? I am small is a notion. That notion is what? Ahankara. And all other notions you have, but I am this much, and that much is what now? Anything added to I am is what? Notion about the self, which is again ahankara, is uncreated natural. Ahankara is there. Where ahankara is, along with ahankara, all these problems will be naturally there. Therefore, it is very natural when a person knows, I had to be mentally pure in order to become contemplative, thereby not to have the ascertain vision of the Swarupam, thereby to free from bondage, isn't for mokshaya, anta jnana, mokshaya jnanaha apekshate, jnanaya antakarna shuddhihi apekshate, for moksha jnanam is the means, jnanam is mokshaha, knowledge of the self is moksha, and for that jnanam, what is to be attained happens to be my own swarupam in terms of knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, what now? For that jnanam, this mind alone has to be used. This is the place where you have to discover the self. This is what you have to use it. Atmana, atmani, atmanam. Okay? You have to know the self where? In your mind. How? Using the mind. Where? Isn't it? Therefore, in yourself, in your own mind, using the mind, you have to discover, now rediscover your own swarupam. This is the very important, this mind has to become pure means. So for relative purification, relatively, then for temporarily, mind has to, when these thoughts, all these kama, krodha, moha, labha, all these thoughts, which are naturally rising, can be managed. They can't stop them from rising, but they can be managed. They may come, but still they will not, isn't it? They can be managed. You can't undo them totally, but you can manage them. That being able to manage your thoughts when they rise, what is the only means, the only way is committing yourself to live a life of dharma. That alone will help. So commitment to live a life of dharma will make you a conscious, sentient, sensitive person. Thereby, you will be able to manage your thoughts. And they will be temporarily, what now? At least they will be, you are relatively free from those thoughts. You are not absolutely free from those thoughts. You are relatively free from those thoughts. That means they are all managed very well by, isn't it? How? Because you are constantly, your attention is, you are focusing on living a righteous, clean life. That is why, so dharma anushtanam, dharma adharma viveka yukta dharma anushtanam will definitely help on what? To have this mental purity which is relatively being mentally pure. Okay, one can become mentally, relatively pure. The relative purification of mind is possible by living a life of karma yoga. Or when you live a life of sannyasa also. Thereafter, what does it mean? Absolute purity. Absolute purity means what? The completely the mind being free from the hold of these thoughts. These thoughts do not rise at all. Such thoughts do not rise. For whom? Not that they are rising, they are managed. They are completely, the thoughts are not there. These thoughts can be there only if there is a wrong notion about the self. If the wrong notion about the self is not there, this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, masaryam cannot be there. Understand now? What is absolute purity? Absolute purity means being free from the hold of these thoughts for good. is called what now? Absolute purity. How can you be free from the hold of these thoughts absolutely for good? When they do not rise at all, you are free. How? Because they will not be there if the wrong notion about the self is corrected. The wrong notion is resolved, the thoughts also will not arise. When the wrong notion about the self goes, all thoughts will just go for good. Don't need to make any effort. When will the wrong notion go? When the aropa being false is clearly understood. When do you understand the transference being false is understood? When do you understand? Only when you understand Atma, when you do not mistake the Anatma for the Atma. When do you not mistake Anatma for the Atma? When you know the Atma. Appa, you have to come like this. So when you have self-knowledge, don't mistake Anatma for the Atma. You see the Atma as Atma, Anatma as Anatma, Atma as Satyam, Anatma as Mithya, Atma and Atma are physically inseparable, but still what is Satyam? You have Viveka Jnanam. Viveka Jnanam is there, you should know the Aham Satyam Brahma. Aham Satya Atma, Natu Mithya, Anatma. Very cognitively, when you have Jnanam, then naturally the transference also is not possible. How will you transfer? How can you transfer once you know a shaityam belongs to water? Isn't it? Dravatvam belongs to water. Isn't it? And also taste, madhuryam belongs to water. Once you know very clearly, how can you say, oh, wave is cold. Wave is running. Wave is fluid. Wave is liquid. Wave is cold, wave is sweet. How can you say? And you know that. Similarly, here Ulta also can say, water is running. What does water run? Water remains quiet. Only wave alone moves around here. Isn't it? And water makes noise. Does water make noise? No. Wave makes noise. So all the dharmas of wave, what now? You superimpose upon the water. This is how. This is another dharma, okay? This is another way of seeing. So, like that, the anatma dharmaha, atmani aropitaha bhavanti, when ajnane, adhyase. That also goes. Once that is gone, and then this wrong notion of the aham brahma asmi, when that jnanam is there, I am small, how can you say, I know I am Brahman, but I am very small, I am inadequate. No, I had those problems, these problems. You say that, I am Brahman, aham Brahma asmi, but I have a lot of problems. That means what? That means you make Brahman also have problems then. Better you don't say aham Brahma asmi, then say I am aham problems, okay? I have problems, I can understand. But when you say I am not Brahma, okay, aham this body minus complex, and then with all these problems, and you can say problems you have. Aham Brahma asmi, I have problems. It is not possible, isn't it? So, Brahma Chaitanyam doesn't have any problems. All the problems have their relative being in Brahman, isn't it? There is no problem outside of Brahman, but Brahman doesn't have any problem. That is the only thing now. Objectivity only has to come. All that means objectivity. So, here this aham, no, I am small, aham inadequate, and all these. This ahankara resolves. Where is jealousy? Where is hatred? Where is raga? Where is dvesha? Where is all of them? You did not push them out somewhere. I pushed them out. I hated them. No. Just they have gone. They've resolved. They are resolved. They cleansed. They got cleansed, washed off. Understand now? They all gone. Naturally they go. That is called what now? In jnanam, you have absolute purity. As a karma yogi, you are relatively pure. Okay? Antahkarna shuddhihi in two levels. Absolute purity is in jnanam. Relative purity is in living a life of karma yoga. So here yatayaha, they are kshina doshaha means, how are they? they are absolutely pure. They were relatively pure, now they are absolutely pure also. One has to become relatively pure in order to be qualified for jnanam. Having gained jnanam, one becomes absolutely pure. Is it clear now? That is why Vedanta actually does not say to give up anything. Please understand. People, when they ask you to give up these things for the sake of knowledge and moksha, Vedanta says ulta, you cannot give up anything, you are not holding on to anything, they will all be there as symptoms of the disease as long as you are sick. You have to become healthy, you have to get rid of the very disease, the symptoms will automatically disappear from you. Understand? Give up anger. Give up sadness. Don't be upset. Don't get this. Don't. People get upset or sick, that we know very well. People who get upset, who get angry, they're all sick. Some problem. Some problem alone shows up. Helplessness. That is why we are accommodating. Understand? Once you understand, you will accept your own anger and you will be very kind to other people who get angry also. Or who whatever is that, what any behavior which causes problems, disruptions, that you can accept 100% purely as a symptom of the disease. So you will never hate a sick person. You hate sickness, but you never hate a sick person. Isn't it? The symptom you have to, you know, be accommodative of the expressions of symptoms. Isn't it? But you have to manage. It's a little difficult. You need to be strong also to manage that. That's a different thing. That you can do by your prayers and things. This Shastra study will help you to be accommodated, because you will first accommodate your own self. You will be free of your own guilt and hurt. Then you can be magnanimous enough to accept others, to accommodate others' behavior also. Isn't it? It is very natural. No human mind is outside of it. Every human being here. Isn't it? Over here, Kshina Doshaha implies what now? At two levels. As a karma yogi, initially before jnanam, one has to be relatively pure. After jnanam, one becomes absolutely pure. That's why there's nobody who's wrong and nobody is impure. Okay? It's a question of understanding. So, yatayaha kshina doshaha pashyanti. Isn't it clear now? So, it's impossible for one to become absolutely pure without having become relatively pure. Relative purity is important for jnanam. Jnanam, without jnanam, there is no absolute purity. So people who are absolutely pure by gaining jnanam and who have been relatively also pure until they gain jnanam, they are kshina doshaha. Ella doshangalum neenga petravargal, those who are free from all forms of impurities and blemishes and sins, they are kshina doshaha. Who are they? Yatayaha. Yatayaha pashyanti. Okay. Now, yatayaha kutra pashyanti. Where do they see? Very important. Where do they see? Antasharire. Not bahisharire, antasharire, inside in the internal, in the sukshma. Antasharire means in the sukshma. Sukshma means what? We know there are so many sukshma forms as per which constitute the sukshma. Antasharire means in the subtle mind, which indwells this gross. The sharire, isn't it? What do they see? Antasharire jyotirmayaha shubhraha. No? Jyotirmayaha shubhraha. See, jyotirmayaha shubhraha, two words are used. Shubhraha means pure. Jyotirmayaha means one who is of the nature of effulgence. Vilanguhindra sorupate udayadu. One that which is of the nature of effulgence. That which is of the nature of illumining. effulgence is called what now? Jyotirmayaha. That which is shines. Anta sharire shubhraha jyotirmayaha. Is it? Is there? What is there? Anta sharire in the mind? What? Not only in the mind. Now we know very well Atma, which is otherwise called Brahman, which is actually the pure consciousness, which is the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, that Brahman is everywhere. It is all pervasive. It is always. It is eternal. Isn't it? And it is not subject to change also. It is one. It is incomparable. It is independent. It has independent existence. It is always there. But where is it available for recognition? Anta sharire. You have to recognize first inside in order to see the same Brahman outside. Understand? Now first recognize inside, then you can see outside also. There's no way of seeing outside first, then seeing inside. Why? Because what is the reality happens to be the very self, happens to be available for recognition as the very self, as subject of knowledge, as the very content essence of the very subject of knowledge, the knower experiencer. We say it can never be seen outside without recognized outside without having been recognized inside. So anta sharire they recognize. What is it recognized there? Yaha shubhraha, pure. How is that? What is the truth essence or the content of I here? We say chaitanyam. Shubhraha, when you say pure, means that which is not tainted or touched or is it made dirty or impure, made impure by anything is what? Shubhraha. Shubhraha. And what is that? Jyotirmayaha. This jyoti is another word. In what form? How it is? Now I can say prakashamayaha suryaha. Look at this. Mayat shabda. You have to understand. Prakashamayaha suryaha means what? A sun is of the nature of light. In what form sun is light? Isn't it? In what form awareness is, not what form the reality is, Atma is, Brahman is, effulgence. What is it? Consciousness. So jyotihi means, jyotirmayaha means that which is in the form of light, effulgence. And here you have to be very careful, because in our dictionary, the word light, when you say light, you have to really understand the etymological meaning of the word light. What is light? Isn't it? What is jyotihi? Light means immediately we think of a given object. Mic means a word, immediately the word takes you to a given object. Specs, immediately what takes you to this object. Light means, immediately takes you to some object. But in our understanding, we have very, very limited sense of the meaning of the word, sense of the word light. Limited sense. Light means only this is light for us. A light is that, it's a karana pair. Light is not only this light, anything which lights up something else which does not come to light by itself. Anything which lights up, anything which illumines something which does not come to light by itself is called light. Thanaga olirada ondrai edu olirai seigindrathu adu oli. Okay, anything which shines by itself, which brings something else to light is what? Light. That which brings to light something which does not shine by itself is the light. If you hear this definition, you have to apply this to what now? This so-called light, all of which we know by the meaning of the word, as the meaning of the word light is what now is called light, because it brings to light the opaque. Isn't it? Therefore it's called light. Why this light is called light? Because what effort does it make? Sadhanam vina. Isn't it? Without any effort, without any action, without any will, just by its mere presence, What now? Light brings to light these opaque objects. Therefore, this is called light. Now, if the same thing, not only this light, come on, all your senses are also light. This Drikdrishya, the teacher talks about what? Three illuminators. Three types of illuminators. Why illuminator? In fact, light, look at this, illuminator and light. Another word, two words. Light and the illuminator. Now, what is that? That which illumines is the illuminator. That which lights up is the light. That which brings to light is the light. When you say, there are two things now. Illuminator is here or not? Illuminator of all these opaque objects is here or not? Illuminator is. Is there light or not? Light is. There are two words now. Illuminator is. Why do you say illuminator is? Things are all illumined. Light is there or not? Light is. Now, who is the light is the illuminator or the illuminator is the light? Tell me. Huh? Light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is light. Two things are here. Illuminator is because these things are all illumined. Light is here or not? Light is very much there. Then who is who? Is light the illuminator or the illuminator or illuminator is the light? Light is not the illuminator, but illuminator is light. Why do we say, suppose, if we put all the black curtain here, not white curtain, okay? Black curtain and cover the light, okay? Cover the light from coming inside. Light has gone. Light is prohibited from entering. Light is stopped. Light is not allowed here. Light has gone. Light is sent out, kept outside. Light is not here. Then what happens? Illuminator also has gone. There is no more illuminator. Understand now? So minus light, illuminator goes. Why? Objects are not illumined. Therefore, illuminator and light are not two different things. Okay, from the standpoint of the illumined, light alone is called, what now? Illuminator. So, illuminator is, there is no illuminator when the light is not here. Light is, there is illuminator. Light is not, there is no illuminator. So, what now? Illuminator is the light. Is it clear now? Light can be here. Okay, light is, illuminator is. Light is not, illuminator is not there. What is illuminator? Illuminator is light. Is it clear now? Therefore, this is only just a name, that's all. There's no illuminator, only light. Light is opaque objects shine. And we in between add the word illuminator. To who? The light. We add the word. Adjective we add to the light. Illuminator light. Illuminate, illumining light. Is it clear now? That's all. Similarly, light is now not only light, your every sense power also what now? Is Jyotihi. Why? Every sense power is light because it lights up, it brings to light an given object which does not shine by itself. Sound, how much ever you scream, if I am Badraha, I'll ask. Why? For me, sound is non-existent. Therefore, doesn't matter. You should see how old people, you should know how, I don't know whether you all know living with old people, okay? You should come and see my great-grandmother was there. My God, she'll be sitting there and then, who will do this? And then I had to scream. We had to hear scream like that. What do you want to eat? Huh? Then I'll say like this, I can't scream anymore. Ornately, she'll say. Because so old means you should look out, looking after old people, I tell you. Oh my God. But very, anyway, we have great blessing. I enjoy so much of love, but still I'm saying, looking after great, then, I'm sitting in a corner, but they can make out. somebody is coming. But they can't hear anything, but some she can make out. Like that, like a watchwoman. Okay. Now what I'm saying here, that's all very, very sharp. I don't know. How bad is that dull? Now what I'm saying here, this is dependent on what now? The sound is absolutely, it will be non-existent. So this light, which alone brings to light the object called sound. Your seeing power is the light which brings to light object called very light. Light is brought to light by your light of seeing power. Isn't it? So also your power of smelling, your power of taste, your power of touch, every sense power also is a light, because it brings to light, it lights up, it illumines its respective object. Is it clear now? That's the definition of jyotihi. And these lights, all the mind, now again, these powers also what now? They cannot shine by themselves. So again, mind is the light. If mind is the light which illumines, which brings to light, because of the presence of which sense powers shine, because of the presence of which opaque objects shine, like that, because of the presence of which the sense objects have their existence, they shine, they have their existence, the sense powers. And because of the presence of which the sense powers also shine, that is the light of mind. Jyotisham jyotihi, light of lights. Light of the light of the lights. Understand now? Now what is the jyotihi? Mind also is a jyotihi. Mind also is an illuminator, isn't it? Why? Because in the presence of mind alone, conscious sentient mind alone, the sense powers are what now? They shine. And because the mind also shines because of the presence of what? Sakshi, Chaitanyam, consciousness. Mind shines, mind is there, mind is not there, mind shines because of the presence of what? Chaitanyam. So Chaitanya Jyoti is what now? In what is the form of the reality? In what form reality is? A reality has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. How many times we've been talking? We never understood that. Reality is, what is the proof? Mind shines is the proof for the reality being there. What is the proof light is? Opaque object shines is the proof the light is. Isn't it? Similarly, we say mind shines because there is consciousness. Consciousness can never be an object of knowledge. But consciousness, what is the proof for the Chaitanyam being there? Mind shines, it's a proof, or mind is evident because of the presence of consciousness. That consciousness, therefore what now? Consciousness is not the light, not the jyotihi, but the jyotihi, the light in the presence of which, because of the presence of which the mind shines, all the thoughts shine, is what now? Jyotirmayaha. That jyotirmayaha is shubhraha, is not touched or tainted. Any the colors which shine in the light, the forms which shine in the light, the names which shine in the light, isn't it? The dirt and stink which shine in the which belong to the shine things do not afflict or touch the light. Doesn't become blue, but blue shines in the light. Or doesn't light doesn't become orange, but still what? Orange shines in the light. This is called shubhraha. Pure, clean. Isn't it? Light is shubhraha. In the presence of light, blue shines, orange shines, red shines, black shines, all the forms shines, isn't it? All the colors shine. But this light does not become blue or red or anything. Isn't it? This is what is shubhraha. Okay, that is what? Chaitanyam. So, these yatayaha, kshina doshaha, yam pashyanti, antasharire, shubhraha, jyotirmayaha. Isn't it? How do they attain now? Samyak jnanena, not half-baked jnanena, samyak jnanena, by clear knowledge. How do you has not know? Only through clear knowledge. Yeshaha Atma Labhyaha. Yeshaha Atma Labhyaha. This is Shubraha Jyotirmayaha Atma Antashadire Tishtati. That Atmanam, these Rishayaha Kshinadaha Pashyanti. But whom? This Atma is available for whom? Atma is very you. Atma is always there. You can never attain Atma in terms of distance, isn't it? Atma is always you. There is no distance between you and Atma. You are Atma. But still you have to attain. How can you attain your own self? In terms of Jnanam. Atma is attained in terms of Jnanam only. Let me hear what now. Samyak Jnanena Yeshaha Atma Labhyaha. If somebody says, I have attained Brahman. And they will never attain Brahman. Understand? Why? Attaining means what? You attain, anything you attain is something different from you. Therefore, attainment of Brahman is impossible. Attainment of Atma is impossible. Attainment of happiness is impossible. Attainment of moksha is impossible because it is very you. The one who wants to attain is the one that which is to be attained. That only in terms of it has to be attained. In terms of knowledge, it has to be attained. The Atma, Samyak Jnanena Yeshaha Atma Labhyaha. For which, he says, other disciplines are very important. For Samyak Jnanaya, Nityam Brahmacharyena. See, Brahmacharyam, the disciplines that are to be followed by, strictly followed by a student, is called Brahmacharyam. Okay? So, Brahmacharyena, then Brahmacharyam, then Satyena Labhyaha. Satyena Labhyaha. So, Brahmacharyam implies actually having proper, you know. So, here. So, having proper attitude towards, you know, opposite sex. Proper attitude. That's Brahmacharyam. I mean, living a disciplined life. Then, nowadays you have to say differently also. Anyway. So, Satyena. Satyena means what now? Avoiding the improper relationships. Avoiding improper relationships. Avoiding improper relationships with, you know, anybody. Any relationship is proper. Then, Satyam. So, Brahmacharyena, that's what now? Satyam. Satya means, Satyena here means, here the value, following the value of truthfulness. Satyena. Satyena, Brahmacharyena, Nityam. Then, once these disciplines are followed strictly, then Samyak Jnanam is possible. Then Samyak Jnanena Eva Atma Labhyaha. So without strictly following the disciplines which go with that Jnanam. Now, there is no way of gaining the Jnanam without disciplines. Without the Jnanam, there is no way of attaining the Self. Why? Self cannot be attained. Self is already you. All you need to attain is not the Self, but the knowledge of the Self, so that you can correct your problem of erroneous perception of the Self. Isn't it? Because of which the samsara is sitting. That's why he says now, Satyena Atma Labhyaha, Tapasa Atma Labhyaha, Samyajnanena Atma Labhyaha, Brahmacharyena Nityam Brahmacharyena Atma Labhyaha, Brahmacharyena Nityam Brahmacharyena Satyena Tapasa Eshaha Atma Samyajnanena Eshaha Atma Labhyaha. This Atma is attainable, available only for those. Achan Atma. You know, which Atma Antasharire Jyotirmayaha Shubraha Asti? Because always Atma is there in your own mind as the, you know, as in the form of very knowledge, pure knowledge. and he is that Atmanam Yatayaha Kshina Doshaha Pashyanti. Yet is they Pashyanti, they see. We'll see the one verse and then we'll stop. Satyameva Jayate Nandritam.
Satyameva Jayate Nandritam.
This is, if you take our Indian rupee note, you can see this written. Satyameva Jayate Nandritam. Nandritam is not there. Satyameva Jayate alone is there. I wish Nandritam they have written. So, you know, now they be thinking 1,000 rupee note they want to undo. Because 1,000 rupee notes are available in India, and the lot of black money is, you know, sitting with all big politicians, they say. I don't know about it. I don't know how, what it is, all of that. But they say, but the rupee note is written, Satyameva Jayate, it is written. When they take every time, every two note they take and put in black money, they Satyameva Jayate, Satyameva Jayate. They all know Sanskritam. Satyameva Jayate. I don't know, really people don't know. No, they only see 1,000 number. Satyameva Jayate they don't see. We also have Mahatma Gandhi's picture there. Okay. Anyway, I wish they all see that sentence. So if they see that, that is what they've written. Because money is the thing where you can start, but now one can go against dharma. What is that which will drive one to go against dharma? Money. Isn't it? Money, because money is the buying power. Therefore, it will definitely drive you to go against dharma. Any buddhi can be changed. That is why they thought of character on the note, very note. Every time you take money, you will read the sentence. Oh. And that is what it's supposed to remind you, okay, not to go against dharma. It is written in the Indian rupee, it has Satyameva Jayate. But people don't see that now. You know that? Satyameva Jayate.
Satyameva Jayate.
Na Andritam. Satyena.
Satyena.
Vipanthaha. Vitato. Devayanaha.
Yena.
Akramanti.
Rishayaha.
Hi. Aptakamaha. Yatra. Tate. Satyasya. Paramam Nidhanam. So, very beautiful verse actually. Satyameva Jayate Na Andritam. What is that which is ever victorious is Satyam. Na Andritam. Not the opposite of truth. Andritam. So, he says, it's very important for one to follow the discipline of truthfulness in speech. Okay, because the dharma of the value of truthfulness in speech, isn't it, followed alone will definitely help one to have even the, because mental preparedness required for jnanam. Because to avoid the personality being split to frictions, to pricks, to avoid all of them, it's very important to follow this dharma. So he says, otherwise, what now? Andritam na jayate. Isn't it? Andritam, untruth never wins. And he says, Devayana, I'm going to come in soon. I'll explain this verse next week very well. Now we'll do this much. Devayanaha vitataha. Devayanaha pantha. Devayanaha panthaha vitataha satyena. That means what? Devaya, deva loka. Even leave alone moksha and jnanam. Even if you want to go to the higher worlds, like Devaloka, there are other worlds, okay, different worlds above, which loka doesn't matter. And even to go to the higher worlds and to enjoy the pleasures of the higher worlds, where there is no pain at all, okay, that is the beauty of the, that is what nice about the higher worlds. Why should we go to higher worlds? People ask, higher worlds you go, but it's nice. Nice to go to higher world once in a while. Once nothing wrong. But the problem is what? Why you like? Because there's no pain. Painless pleasure. Bhuloka, you have painful pleasure. In there, in Paraloka, painless pleasure. That is what we want. But the problem is, having enjoyed the painless pleasure, again coming back to pain will be like falling from, the highest place. If you fall from here, your fall will not cause big damage to your, no fracture will happen. You fall from here, isn't it? You may fall from the highest roof and then I do not know what will happen to me, whether my bones can be counted, I don't know. What I'm saying, this is the nature, isn't it? So, having gone to the higher worlds, the Devayana, but even to go to higher worlds and to enjoy the painless, even though time-bound, even to have that pleasure, you need what? One must have done lot of punyam. One must have lived a clean life of truthfulness. Whether even to enjoy the time-bound heavenly pleasures, to go to that, to travel through the Devayana, one must have lived a truthful life. The value of truthfulness is very, very, very important. Otherwise, it is not possible for one even to go to higher lokas, to enjoy the heavenly pleasures, and to travel through that path also, truthfulness is very, very important. Without having lived life truthfulness, and definitely heavenly pleasures are impossible. So he says, even the very path which lead to the higher worlds are laid by what? Satyam, not by cement and then the tar and all those things. Okay, laid by what? Now, satyena panthaha vitataha devayanaha. And then the road which lead to the higher worlds is laid by what now? Satyam only. If you speak satyam, you can just keep on going, you will end up in higher lokas and you can have painless pleasures. Okay, satyam is so important, he says. Therefore, and following that satyam alone, yena rishayaha akramanti aptakamaha. Aptakamaha means what now? Those who have got all their wishes and desires fulfilled are called aptakamaha. Adayapetra, nirevetrapetra asayudevargal. We say aptakamaha. Those who have got their desires and wishes fulfilled are called aptakamaha. Who are the aptakamaha? Wise people. Wise people alone are the aptakamaha. Aptakamaha means kamaha aptaha yaihi. Te aptakamaha. Those by whom all the wishes and desires have been accomplished, fulfilled, they are called aptakamaha. Who are the people? Wise people. Who are they? Rishayaha. Aptakamaha. Who are the rishayaha? Who have the vision of the Atma being Brahman. Such people. Aptakamaha rishayaha. Yena akramanti. They also what now? We can say rishayaha. They what now? Akramanti, they attain, they reach. They reach. Okay? They reach. They also reach by, how do they reach? By satyam alone. They reach, attained by satyam. Yatra tat satyasya paramam nidhanam. Satyasya paramam nidhanam is what? Absolute abode of paramam nidhanam. Nidhanam means the absolute end, absolute abode. Why absolute abode? An abode reaching where your journey cannot be continued, the journey need not be continued, is the absolute abode. Relative abode means what? Any restaurants, any hotels, where we go and stay to continue our journey is what? Not nidhanam, but not paramam nidhanam. So, paramam nidhanam is what? Absolute abode. Relative abode is what now? Any place where, except everything, except Brahman, everything is the absolute relative only. So, paramam nidhanam, akramanti. Now, they attain what now? Paramam, the absolute end they attain. How do they attain here? Yatra, satyasya, paramam nidhanam. What does it really take you to? absolute end. So even for Atsi, for Atma Jnanam, for Brahma Jnanam, is it to recognize Brahman, the reality as one's own self? Also they need what now? They need to live a life of, follow this value of truthfulness. And even to go to the higher lokas, they need to follow truthfulness. So time-bound heavenly pleasures are timeless moksha sukham. Now the happiness of happiness of this moksha also, it is very important for one to follow this satyam. Satyameva jayate, anrutam na jayate. Antruth does is not as never victorious, because what is satyam? The real victory happens to be moksha, isn't it? The fall happens to be not moksha. The real victory is moksha only. Real success is moksha only. Otherwise, there is no success, isn't it? Therefore, he talks about it. I'll continue. I'll redo the sixth verse again next week. Okay. I will definitely redo the sixth verse next class. And please see, next class, you don't bunk, all of you, please be here. So I want to give the summary of the Drik Drisha Viveka so that you will have clear understanding. Also mention the verse, you have to memorize that book. And also, I'm going to do summary of this second, first I'll do the Drik Drisha summary, then we'll do this, the sixth mantra I'll do. And once I finish this second, third chapter, then I'll also do what? The summary of the second mundaka, because very, very important. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.